Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. In our meditation today, we will consider the Catholic position on LGBTQ. And at the end, our little conversation will focus on what practically can we do to help another person who is struggling with same-sex attraction, and what do we do if we're invited to a gay wedding? Now, the secular world has gotten so mixed up that it not only preaches lunacy, but it calls it hateful and bigoted when anyone doesn't explicitly endorse it. So when the Catholic Church continues to state the truth that men are men, that women are women, and that human beings were not designed for homosexual acts, she is called hateful and bigoted and out of date and all kinds of other things. It's as though there were something unloving about thinking that 2 + 2 = 4, or something narrow-minded about saying that chewing on rocks and drinking bleach is unhealthy. Now, since the early 1970s, the gay rights movement have done a fantastic job of tying the contemporary sexual madness to the civil rights movement. And the only reason they've been so successful is that we have failed to keep before our minds the fundamental distinction between person and action. It's that distinction that all morality depends upon. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our legal system and our moral system depends upon two fundamental principles, two basic truths. The first principle is that all persons are equal. That basic insight is in our Constitution, and our whole society is built upon it. The evils of slavery, the horrors of the Nazi regime, and the abomination of abortion all come from selectively forgetting this principle and acting as though some persons are not equal in value with everyone else. But the second principle is this. Even though all persons are equal, not all actions are equal. Some actions are good, some actions are bad. The only way we can have a rule of law in the first place is if some actions are ruled out. If we didn't recognize that all actions are not equal, again, some actions are good and some actions are evil, we'd have to say that robbing the poor is just as good as giving to the poor, and that killing an innocent stranger is just as good as saving an innocent stranger. It's because all persons are equal, even though not all their actions are equal, that we are able to love the sinners even as we hate the sin. A person is not identical to their action. That's what made it possible for God to love us even while we were still sinners. And it's what makes it possible for us to love certain people even as we lament what they do. In fact, often enough, we show that we love a person by lamenting about the horrible self-harm their actions entail. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Once we see that all persons are equal, and that not all actions are equal, we can see that any comparison between the civil rights movement and the LGBTQ activism is absolute nonsense. The purpose of the civil rights movement was to show that all persons are equal, which, as we've said, is true. That's why, in itself, the battle against racism was a righteous cause. But the purpose of the LGBTQ folks is to show that all actions, especially all sexual actions, are equal. But that's just not true. Not all actions are equal. Not all actions are good. Murdering an innocent child in abortion is not good. Pretending to be something you're not isn't good. Acting against the complementarity of a man and a woman as well isn't good. So again, all persons are equal, but not all behaviors or lifestyle choices are equal. That's why the civil rights movement was righteous. And it's why the LGBTQ movement is not. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So we have to make a distinction between persons and their actions. But we also have to acknowledge a connection between actions and character. Because, of course, actions do shape our character. They even form our identities. This is particularly true in the area of sexuality. My identity is tied to my closest relationships, and my relationships and my role in life are deeply connected to how I live my sexuality. I am a father and a husband. That's not just something I do. It really is fundamentally who I am, and it results from how I have chosen to live out my sexuality. Which means if I live my sexuality badly, it will compromise and corrupt my deepest identity and character. If I were to leave my wife for another woman, to betray her and betray our kids like that, I can't even imagine what that would do to the structure of who I am. I don't know how I would think of myself, how I would even imagine my identity after that. This is why LGBTQ people are so desperate to have society affirm their sexual choices, because they know deep down that their disordered sexuality is corrupting their character and compromising their identities, and they want someone to tell them that it's okay. But actually, it's not okay. They are damaging themselves at a very deep level. Action and character are connected, especially at the level of our sexuality. Who we become is an expression of how we choose to live. So yes, we have to distinguish between person and action. That's why we can truly say that LGBTQ people are valuable. They have dignity and are worthy of love, despite their misguided decisions. But we also have to acknowledge the connection between action and character, which means we should be alarmed, we should be concerned, when the people we care about do things that twist and warp the person God has made them to be. We must always affirm the goodness of the person, and we can never, never, never say that an evil action is good. It's not loving. It doesn't help them. It actually hurts them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, love is never simple, no matter how many stupid cliches circulate about it in popular culture. As every parent knows, love is complicated, multifaceted, and challenging. It's not just praise or compliments. It's not just correction or warning, and it's never, ever indifference. Love is to will the good of the other. That means affirming the good that's already there. It means affirming the truth that everyone, no matter what, is made in God's image is loved by God unconditionally to the point of death, and is destined for eternal glory. But it also means lamenting and discouraging any attacks on the other person's good. If someone is damaging their own goodness as a man or a woman, we show our love by being concerned about it. A mother loves her child by telling him not to eat paint chips. You never ate paint chips when you were a child, Teresa.
Not that you know about.
A mother doesn't love her child by encouraging him to eat paint chips, or saying, hey, whatever makes you happy, you want to eat paint chips? Go ahead. And loving someone means encouraging them toward the good. It means when someone is ready to give up on their own goodness, their own happiness, or their own salvation, we are there for them, telling them that God loves them, showing them that we delight in them, and making it clear that we will never, ever give up on them. That's what love does. That's how we love those who are hurt, those who are lost, those whom Christ came to heal. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I get asked time and time again two questions with regard to those who struggle with same-sex attraction. One, what can we do to help them because we love them? And secondly, what do I do if I'm invited to a gay wedding? I had a fantastic conversation with a gentleman who's doing tremendous work with the community of people that struggle with same-sex attraction. His name is Andrew Comiskey. He was a man who
was deeply involved living out the homosexual lifestyle for a number of years. But then by God's grace and good friendship, he was transformed. And he began a ministry in 1980 in Southern California. This ministry is called Desert Stream Ministries. And if you or anyone you know is struggling with same-sex attraction, I really encourage you to go to and check out Desert Stream Ministries. And actually, Andy has just published a new book. He has many books, but he's just published a new book called Rediscovering Our Lost Fullness, which actually the title gets to the heart of how we can help a person struggling with same-sex attraction. I asked him, I said, Andy, you know, almost 45 years you've been doing this ministry. What is at the root of same-sex attraction? And he said that he found that many men and women who suffer from same-sex attraction, they've given into the lie that they are deficient in their sexuality, that they're deficient in their masculinity or femininity, and they've never felt qualified or valued as a man or as a woman. And so I said, well, Andy, what do we do? And he said, these men and women, they need someone in their life who will look for, who will see, and who will reveal to them the powerful and good masculine or feminine traits in them. Name it, confirm it, and keep it up. In a sense, if you have a son or a friend or a brother, that we have to be in relationship with them, and we have to seek out, see these good masculine or feminine qualities in a sense and say, David, I see that you are such a good man for this reason specifically. Name it. And then just keep affirming that. In a sense, we have to reveal to them what they can't see to reverse the lie. We have to help reverse the lie that they've given into. Which means we can't cut ourselves off. We've got to stay in relationship with those who are struggling with same-sex attraction.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I think you made such a good point about the fact that so much of it already comes from very, very fractured relationships, that you do have to set an example of a good, loving relationship where they can be loved and they can be truly, like, in the most Christian sense, loved by another and seen by another, that you can know them as they really are and help them to see it too.
Really, what sparked Andy's own transformation when he was deeply immersed in the homosexual lifestyle was that a woman, a Christian woman, began affirming his masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, in a sense, his masculinity was revealed to him for the first time in his life.
Yeah.
And that started his path out. So we have to understand the lie that leads a person into this lifestyle, that they're deficient in their masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to reverse the lie by revealing the truth of the goodness of their masculinity over and over and over until they come to deeply believe it and know it. That's our job. May take many years. May take a lifetime. But with God's grace, all things are possible. The second question that I receive over and over, what do I do if my son or daughter or relative or friend wants to invite me or has invited me to their same-sex marriage
ceremony. There's some very important principles that we have to follow here. Now, first of all, there are two modes of conveying truth. One by words, the other by gesture or by what we do. And there are two truths that must be conveyed in both modes. When it comes to a person who has invited us to a gay wedding, the two truths that we have to convey are, I value and love you as a person. That's unconditional. But secondly, what you're doing is wrong, and I can't contribute to it, and I can't celebrate it. So it's dangerous to say one and express by gesture the opposite, because that leads to a complete disconnect of word and action. So, for instance, you know I don't believe in this, but I'll come to the ceremony anyway. We only celebrate what is good, and gay marriage, it's not true, and therefore it's not good, and it's not even neutral. It's bad. It's harmful. So we have to say both truths clearly. We have to convey both by our words and our actions that you and this other person are good. I delight in your existence. And you have genuine love for one another at a certain level. But the sexual relationship, it's not good. It's harmful to you. It's dysfunctional. And it will not only undermine your love for each other, but also your capacity for love in general. So I can't encourage that in any way or celebrate it. So then practically, how do we gesture both truths? Well, first, we can't go to the ceremony. But we can demonstrate our unconditional love for the person. First of all, from our end, by maintaining the relationship. However, if we don't go to the ceremony, they may cut off the relationship from their side. We can't control that. But what we can control is that from our end, we will always take the initiative to reach out to them. We will always invite them to continue the relationship. We will always take the initiative to be in relationship with them. And so we can't go to the ceremony, but we can give them, number one, our time, our attention, our care, our concern. And we can also give them each a hugely generous gift to celebrate the personal goodness of each person. Now, don't give them a domestic gift. Don't give them a gift that celebrates marriage, because it's not a marriage. But we can, instead of going to the ceremony, you can celebrate their person. Give them a gift as a person. But don't give them a wedding gift, because it's not a wedding. So we, from our end, though we can't celebrate the ceremony, we can celebrate the person by doing all we can from our end to stay in relationship with them, to delight in their goodness, and to know them, love them, and care for them in every way.
Yeah, I think you've struck the two most important principles here really, really well.
What do you think those two essential principles are, Teresa?
Well, first let me say, I think there's been a tendency, especially like in the Catholic Church, to take one of two sides. It's either aggressively, if you're looking at it in kind of a black and white way, like 50% of people are going to be like, I have to tell you, you're going to burn in hell. I hate your guts. Get out of here. Get out of my face. Get out of my house. So that's wrong. But also the other side where they're like, I don't want to think about how this is wrong. I think it's fine. I really fully support this, and I'm going to go all in. This is a good thing, and I like this, and I just hope that the Catholic Church catches up, which is not how it works. But to take a more neutral not even just, it's not really neutral, it's actually an answer to both of those issues, both of those flawed ideologies that you can say, you have to love that person anyways. You are obligated to love that person as a Catholic. As an individual, you should love them and love them well. And it doesn't help to say, go to hell. That's all I know. You really do have to love them and love them well and know them as an individual, spend time with them, keep that door open. And you also still have to acknowledge, we still think this is wrong. We still disagree with it. To love them, you don't have to say, yes, I fully agree with what you're doing. But there are so many topics on which we can say, hey, I disagree with this, but I still love you. And we struggle to apply that to homosexuality in general.
I was talking to a priest this weekend who had a powerful encounter, actually on an airplane. He was in his clerics, and this woman turned to him at the beginning of the flight and said, Father, I really have a hard time with the Catholic Church's position on homosexuality, the gay lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing he did was the perfect response. He turned to her and he said, tell me your story.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to learn about her. And then he explained the Catholic Church's position in very similar way that we have in these rosary meditations over the last couple of days. And the woman asked him toward the end of the conversation, Father, I desperately want to be in relationship with God, in right relationship with Jesus. Is there any way back for me?
And it's also important to clarify, I was here for this conversation as well, that woman was married to another woman for many, many years.
And they had two kids.
Mm-hmm. But that she'd also come to the conclusion through their conversation that their relationship at that point in their marriage was already pretty much just the same as two close friends.
Yeah, because she asked, is there any way back for me? And the priest said, well, first of all, you would have to commit to live chastely, that you would not have homosexual sexual relations, mm-hmm. that you would live, in a sense, as sister and sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, we have been already for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So there for every person in the world, no matter what their situation, there is always a path back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, would we as a community be open and willing to help them back?
Yeah, you got to be. That's why it's, again, this whole mentality of jumping the gun and, you know, rushing in, guns blazing, and telling people, like, you don't even know this person and you're going to condemn them, which is obviously what we're not supposed to do as Catholics. But if you see those people, you don't know that you could have them in your community, and maybe they are behaving very chastely in their relationship. Like, maybe they are doing everything they possibly can. But your job isn't to tell them what you think they're doing. It's to just be happy that they're maybe going to Mass, or that they're becoming more accepting of the Catholic Church.
And seek to be in relationship with mm-hmm. them, because the relationship is the bridge.
Yep. Know them as individuals.
Know them, value them, support them as individuals. Don't condone.
Mm-hmm.
We always go back to our two principles. People have intrinsic goodness. All people are equal. Not all actions are equal. Some actions are good, some actions are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And never blur that distinction.
You can know and love an addict, but not enable them.
Precisely. Well said. Well said. In the near future, I invited Andrew Comiskey, the founder of Desert Stream Ministries, for him to have a little conversation with me that we would record, and he could share the wisdom that he's gained over the last 45 years of helping many men and women and families through the same-sex attraction and lifestyle. So stay tuned for when that conversation comes. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary.
Share this with others.